Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey to help us really understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. All right. Would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
1950.
1950. All right, thank you. So when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these following issues are to you on a scale of 0 to 10? Where a 0 means not an important issue, and a 10 means a very important issue. So the list starts with student loan debt.
It's 8.
Climate change.
5.
Healthcare.
Was it a 10?
Yeah, it can be a 10. I mean, 10 means it's a very important issue to you.
10.
All right. Racism and discrimination.
12.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
An 8.
Democracy.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
K-12 education.
10.
Immigration.
An 8.
Criminal justice reform.
An 8.
Reproductive freedom.
In.
Voting rights.
10.
10. All right, thank you. So I know it's still like a long way off, but if there was an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024, how likely are you going to vote in those elections on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means not at all likely and a 10 means extremely likely?
10.
10. All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your race?
I do.
All right, no worries. All right, so in terms of gender, what do you identify as?
I am a woman, a female.
All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Associate.
Associates, all right. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter most to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
10.
10, all right. So how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community, again, on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
10, all right. So could you please rate now your feelings towards some people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you do not like these people at all, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 means you do like them a lot. And if you've never heard of them, that's also a category. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
What was give me the scale again, please.
Yeah, for sure. So the scale is from 0 to 10, where a 0 means you do not like these people, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 means you do like these people. And if you've never heard of them, that's also the category. So the first person, Kamala Harris, 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about the Democratic Party?
A 5.
Joe Biden?
A 10.
A 10, all right. Donald Trump?
A 0.
The Republican Party?
A 0.
0,
the MAGA right. Party or the Republican?
The Republican Party.
I think that's, okay.
All right. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
A 0.
0. All right, thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. All right, thank you. So I know it's still, again, a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate, all right. So, back in the 2020 elections, for who did you vote for?
Democratic.
All right,
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, thank you. So, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse? Is it the same? Is it better or is it much better?
About the same.
About the same. All right. So thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote? It's kind of half and half. Most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
Most of them do vote.
Most of them do vote. All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some people and organizations and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should happen by now. And after each one, if you could please indicate in your own opinion, how much you believe each person or event or groups have prevented the progress you want to see in this country on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that they did not prevent progress, meaning this is good, meaning because of them we have moved forward as a society. A 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that they certainly have prevented progress, meaning that's bad, meaning because of them we have not moved forward as a society. And the first group is white supremacists.
We have not moved forward. It's
all right. So would you say a 10?
And that still was this much. Yes.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
A 10.
President Biden?
A 5.
So the Supreme Court?
A 10.
Governor Kemp?
A 5.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
A 10.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
I'm sorry?
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
A 5.
5. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a short list of some policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. And after each one, if you could please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10. Where a 0 means that it would not motivate you at all to vote, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. So the first one is the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia household benefits, saving $21.8 million monthly.
A 10.
I'm sorry, you said a 10?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. The 2019 Foster Youth Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth, 18 to 24, are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
A 10.
14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remained uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
A 10.
We've made strides towards building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
A 10.
The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
A 10.
10? All right. So we're almost done. Just want to let you know we're about 90% done. The last few questions we have are just for reiteration purposes to see if, based on all the information I just gave you, your opinion has changed. So, again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter most to you, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means no power and 10 means a lot of power?
10.
How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community?
10.
And how likely are you to vote in these upcoming elections, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all likely and 10 means extremely likely?
Okay.
So thinking again back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse? Worse? No change? Is it better or is it much better?
No change.
No change? All right. So are you registered to vote?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Thank you. So when did you register to vote at your current address? Would you say like within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6, 6 to 1 year ago, more than 1 year ago, or do you not remember?
More than 1 year ago.
More than 1 year ago? All right, thank you. So did you register to vote by, like, mail or in person at a government office, like a DMV or election office, at a voter registration drive or event, or automatically, or through a political party or organization?
Shoot, I don't remember. I don't remember.
Don't remember? All right. Let's put here, don't remember. All right, no worries. Thank you. So, in terms of sexual orientation, what do you consider yourself to be?
I don't think that's, I'm a female.
All right. So, sexual orientation is more towards, like, are you straight or gay or bisexual? But if you don't want to answer that question, it's totally fine. No worries.
Heterosexual.
Heterosexual. All right, thank you. So what is your marital status?
A widow.
Widowed. All right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I'm sorry?
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Nope. All right. Are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Nope. All right. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
And would you say you lean more towards the Republican Party or Democratic Party, or are you strictly Independent?
Strictly Independent.
All right. So how would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Retired. All right. So last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark if you would like.
$120,000.
All right. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.